This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia taking you up until the top of the hour. Short show this evening as we have Panther hockey at the top of the hour. They will be playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. Thanks to Coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University for opening the show up. Now we turn our attention to high school right here in Broward County, where the Blanche Ely Tigers have a new head coach. As we know, every year this is a program that has a lot of talent. Obviously, they showed it the last couple of years, winning 10 games the year before, coming back last year and having another banner season. But Coach Terrence McFadden gets an opportunity to run this team. He's familiar with the county, having played here in the past, so he knows the landscape, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me on.
This is a great thing for you. I mean, you get an opportunity. I know that back in the day that you had an opportunity to watch a lot of these great players coming up, Tyrone Moss and players like that. You were a quality running back in high school, went on to college. What do you think, Coach, is different than when you played? It's been 20 years since you played, but what do you think it's been different, from the landscape of high school football that you may have to get readjusted to?
The new things with the kids and mostly the parents that nowadays kids play for coaches. Usually, back in the days, it was more so the community where you came from. You end up attending that high school. Now it's so wide open. Now you got to stay in touch with the youth. You got to stay in touch with the younger guys in order to build those kind of relationships and keep things going and try to keep a fence around your kids that you do have.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt. No, go ahead.
That's just more so of everything that's really, going on with the high school programs here in Broward County.
Right. And like I said, when you were going to school, you remember how good Ely was. They've always been, they've always had the kids. They've always, and as I was talking to somebody the other day, especially when I saw a lot of your linemen out at that 5-on-5 camp at Archbishop McCarthy, and talking to some of the people, you could take over a program like Ely, get the community once again involved, and within a year or two, you're right back in the mix. I mean, you have that many athletic, kids, but as you said, the landscape has changed. Everybody's always in somebody's ear, hey, why would you want to play there? Come play here. I mean, it was never like that before, because if you lived in a community, you pretty much went to that school, unless you went to a private school. Talk about what you think is going to, be the key to rebuilding this. I mean, and it's funny to say rebuilding, considering they had 20 wins in the last 2 years, but obviously graduation, a couple of kids left. Because I saw your line the other day, and there were some pretty good-looking kids.
Yes, we have at least 10 returning starters on offense. So pretty much the whole line came back, and pretty much they're intertwined. They're mostly sophomores and juniors. So that's the nucleus that you want to build. You don't want to just go senior heavy every year. You want to be able to coach those guys. I know a lot of guys, if they, you know, they want the talent. Everybody wants talent, but at some point you're gonna hit that bump in the road to where there's gonna be no kids to go out and just and snatch up. So it's gonna be what have you coached up in the past couple of years, right? And you gotta be able to live off that.
You know, and you bring up a good point, the community. And the community, I mean, there's a few schools. You look at, you know, the way that BA used to be. I mean, Lauderdale Lakes, they had that pretty much locked down. The Deerfield area, all the way up into the Palm Beach County line, they had that pretty much locked down. You take a look at Ely, you look at Dillard, you look at Northwestern, and you look at Carroll City and Miami Central. Those are schools that are under the microscope every year because they're heavily based community schools. And obviously you live in the area of Blanche Ely, and anywhere from, you know, north all the way down to Atlantic. I mean, that's your drawing base. I mean, you have kids. I mean, you have the Eagles, you have all these, you know, the Cowboys and all these teams that are youth oriented and still good. Talk about that, because for as long as I can remember, no matter who coached there, whether it's Steve Davis or whatever, they relied heavily on youth football. Are you going to follow in that and perhaps, you know, maybe get your coaching staff out?
More so what it is, it's district changes as far as the high school too, though. It has nothing to do with more so the coaches, but you have to plant those seeds in those younger programs in order to get kids to want to come to the school. So with that being said, you gotta be at the Pompano Eagles, you gotta be at the Pompano Cowboys, you gotta be at the Chiefs, you gotta be in other areas. Because you got kids that even in Little League, they're doing the same thing. They're from the community, but they might go elsewhere to play, you know, football. So you gotta try to keep that fence around those kids.
Yeah, I mean, No, go ahead.
But with public school is you don't get too many teams that go consistently 500 year after year in public school. And it's because of the pay. You know what I'm saying? Other schools, more so the private schools, are willing to pay a little more for your time and your convenience. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're lacking at. And mostly Florida football, really. It's not even – so you might have a school that go 500 for a year or two, then they fall off. And then, you know what I'm saying? Because guys get other opportunities. And other people chipping away at them, trying to get them to come over and get that same thing that they implanted somewhere else.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. And obviously, I mean, you know, as you said when you first got on, things are not the same. And will they ever be? And you look at, and I was just discussing this with Coach Bill Reichel from St. Thomas University. And he says, you know what? It's hard to keep up with the kids. I mean, you know, where they are at all times. I mean, they're between December and now, Coach, there were 185 transfers just in the two counties. And I mean, and you know, it's after go ahead.
And with that being said, Mr. Bluestein, even with that, as a parent and with your own kid, I'm really going for reps more than just to join a team, because with the transfer portal and everything that's going on in high school, that kid almost had to be on the stage at his sophomore year as far as the landscape is going. Like, so if I'm just transferring to another school just to be a part of a championship team, and only one team is going to win that championship, and most of these kids who transfer are not even playing in the big game, right? They're playing for the big name, but at the end of the day, now you're losing out on scholarship and film. Nobody gets to see you because some teams are just getting kids just to have them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Just, I mean, you know, I don't have to mention any names. I mean, you went to a really good private school. There's a lot of programs that these kids would much rather go and sit the bench at these schools rather than stay and play at, you know, at a community-based school, which, you know, an OG like me can't understand that. You know,
as parents, when we know better, we do better, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Before I let you go, spring, what do you want to accomplish? Obviously, you got to learn the kids. You got to kind of see who could go where and who's going to be where when you return. But what do you want to accomplish during the month of spring?
The month of spring, man, and honestly, I just want to get better every day. I want the kids to get better every day in some aspect of the game, whether it's mentally, whether it's being responsible, whether it's just being a good person. Like,
right.
Football is going to take care of itself, right? Because 90% of the kids out there know how to play football, right?
Yep.
But our job as coaches, the key word for us is coaches, right? We are there to coach the kids up, right? So people say, oh, the kid's not that good. He's not. But what are you doing as a coach to get them better, right? To just lead them on and then go somewhere else to grab another kid, right? Is that coaching? Is that our job? Our job is to be building up the kid that's behind the other kid.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. I can't thank you enough, Coach. We'll see you plenty during the off season. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, and we'll be looking forward to seeing the Tigers do what they do best, win football games, and congratulations on the job, and I know you'll do great.
I appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for having me. Thank you, man.
Good stuff. Coach Terrence McFadden, new head coach at Blanche Ely High School in Pompano. I mean, like I said, it's kind of strange to say that they're going to rebuild after winning 19 games the past 2 years. It is kind of crazy. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. We're with you to the top of the hour. Panther hockey comes your way as the Toronto Maple Leafs. They got to win. I mean, not long left. They're all the way down to a 3 seed. They were in the number one spot for a long time. Now maybe they'll get that mojo back. We'll come back right in a few minutes with Marcus Benjamin.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.